This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the conspirators behind the Delhi car blast will not be spared. He said the probe agencies investigating the incident will get to the bottom of the case and all those responsible will be brought to justice. Mr. Modi was addressing an event to mark the 70th birth anniversary of Bhutan's former king, Jigme Singye Wangchuk, at Thimphu yesterday. Mr. Modi, who reached Bhutan's capital yesterday on a two-day visit to the Himalayan nation, said he came to Thimphu with a heavy heart in view of the incident in Delhi. A powerful car blast near Red Fort area in Delhi last evening claimed 8 lives and injured several others. The Prime Minister said throughout on Monday he was in touch with the probe agencies investigating the blast.
दिल्ली में हुई भयावह घटना ने सभी के मन को व्यथित कर दिया है। मैं कल रात भर इस घटना की जांच में जुटी सभी एजेंसियों के साथ, सभी महत्वपूर्ण लोगों के साथ संपर्क में था, विचार विमर्श चलता था, जानकारियों के तार जोड़े जा रहे थे। हमारी एजेंसियां इस षड्यंत्र की तह तक जाएगी, इसके पीछे के षड्यंत्रकारियों को बख्शा नहीं जाएगा।
The King of Bhutan, in the presence of Prime Minister Modi, also led a prayer with thousands of Bhutanese for the victims of the Delhi's Red Fort blast at the Chang Limithang Stadium. During his address, the Prime Minister unveiled plans to construct an integrated immigration checkpoint near Bhutan's border town of Gelephu to facilitate the smooth movement of visitors and investors between the two countries. Mr. Modi said that India and Bhutan are connected not just by borders but also by cultures, as he called for energy cooperation and increasing connectivity between the two neighbors. The Prime Minister said the energy partnership between the two countries is further accelerating, adding that they are also working to resume another long-stalled hydroelectric project. Later, Prime Minister Modi held delegation-level talks with Bhutan King Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk in Thimphu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that everyone involved in Delhi blast incident will face the full wrath of investigating agency. The Home Minister yesterday chaired high-level security review meetings with senior officials in New Delhi to assess the situation following the car blast near the Red Fort in the national capital last evening. He instructed the officials to hunt down each and every culprit behind Delhi blast incident. Meanwhile, Home Ministry has handed over probe into the incident to National Investigation Agency, NIA. Delhi government has announced compensation to the families of those who lost their lives in Delhi blast. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived in Botswana on the second leg of her Africa tour. She is on a state visit to Botswana from 11th to 13th of November. She was received at the airport in Gaborone by Botswana President Duma Boko. President Murmu was welcomed with 21-gun salute and was accorded guard of honour on arrival. Today, she will hold bilateral talks with President Duma Boko. Earlier yesterday, the President concluded a successful visit to Angola and also attended their celebrations of the 50th anniversary of independence. Polling concluded peacefully for the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections. Voting was held in 122 constituencies spread across 20 districts in this phase. Nearly 69% voter turnout was recorded in the second phase. The electoral fate of a total of 1,302 candidates has now been sealed in the electronic voting machines. In the second phase, 9 constituencies of West Champara district went to polls in the state. In the Nawada district, voting was held in 5 seats. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 14th of this month. In Chhattisgarh, 6 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district yesterday. SP Bijapur Dr. Jitendra Yadav said a joint team of the District Reserve Guard of Dantewada and Bijapur and the Special Task Force launched the operation following intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. A huge cache of arms and ammunition was also recovered from the site. India started their campaign on a winning note in the first ever Women's T20 World Cup cricket for the blind. The host defeated Sri Lanka by 10 wickets in the opening match in New Delhi. Winning the toss and opting to bat first, Sri Lanka were restricted to just 41 runs in 13.3 overs. In reply, India chased down the modest target, comfortably reaching 43 without loss in just 3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.